Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Hey everybody, welcome to our podcast on this wonderful Monday morning. If you're listening to it on Monday, we are excited to have you guys join us and keep bringing in all those amazing testimonies, because we're hearing some awesome, awesome stories. I was recently in California and I got so many testimonies about what God is doing through these podcasts. So continue to do so. And we know that God is just ministering your lives, and we're just so happy to, that's the whole purpose of this podcast, is for God to just minister, for us to come into your home or wherever it is that you watch us or listen to us from. And we're excited at what God is doing. And I'm super thrilled at what God is doing in this season. I think that they are the greatest seasons that we could possibly be in. But we also have to watch the season that we find ourselves in. For example, we are coming out of a season and we are entering into a new season. And so we have to have instructions when we are going from one place to another. When the children of Israel were out of Egypt, they went into the wilderness, and God ministered them throughout the wilderness, walked with them in the wilderness, fed them in the wilderness. But they weren't called to stay in the wilderness. They were called to go into a promised land. And so I feel that there is a transitional period in this time in people's lives where we have to know what are the instructions for this season in our lives. And so I want to just come to you today and just kind of give you some insight, perhaps a revelation, and hopefully be of insight to you as to how to walk out our spiritual walk and make sure that we don't divert or we don't fall away or we don't come to a dead end in our lives, but that we really truly are going from glory to glory, victory to victory. And as the Bible says, we're supposed to go from victory to victory, glory to glory, faith to faith. But in between one phase to the next, there's always a process. And so one of the things that we have to kind of always check and analyze is our spiritual walk. And something that I've been teaching the church is how to be very honest with themselves. Oftentimes, we're not very honest. You know, I feel like we're living in the times of image, and even in the church itself, from leadership to pastors and things that we see where there's a lot of image and there's no, it's like a facade, and we're not called to live like that. We're called to be very real, you know, and I think that, and be sincere. I think that gives people hope. And plus, God never really called us to walk that way. And so being honest with our souls, being honest with ourselves, what is the condition of our soul at this point? You know, I gave a preaching and I said, in the Garden of Eden, you watch what Jesus, you know, here's God and he's in the garden and Adam falls. And the first thing that God asks him is, Adam, where are you? And, you know, when God asks you a question, it's not because he doesn't know the answer. He's asking the question because he's trying to get you to know where you are. And so I feel that I'm coming to you and I'm going to ask that question. Where are you? What is your spiritual walk like? What is the condition of your soul? Is it fragmented? Is it healed? Has it been healed? Are there areas in your life that perhaps you haven't gotten past? And that's really important for us to observe, analyze, and get rid of every dysfunction that is possibly keeping us from entering into that next. So I want to talk to you today about the causes of spiritual failure. Why do we fail spiritually? What causes us to fail spiritually? You know, none of us ever want to retrieve. We never want to go backwards. We always want to move forward. We're supposed to be going and getting better. And so there are a lot of reasons why we fail spiritually. What causes us to perhaps divert or, you know, just come out of the processes of God. So I want to speak to you about, why do people fail spiritually? What are the causes of it? What causes somebody to be so on fire for God one moment, and then all of a sudden you see them and they've drifted away? Or you watch somebody's life and you're going, man, they had such a calling on their lives, and then all of a sudden they're just not living to the fullness, and they're not really getting better. You watch them or you see them maybe months later and you're going, man, what happened to that individual that used to really be strong in the things of God? So I want to just kind of give you a few. May not be able to finish all of them, but I do want to give you a few, how it's so important and vital for us to really recognize when we are failing, you know, spiritually. What causes us to fail spiritually? So number one, how do we fail spiritually? Well, we refuse to admit and submit to the teachings of Jesus Christ. So, you know, here God gave us the scriptures and he told us what to do. The word of God is a map. It is my map. It tells me where to go. It is a map to get me from A to B. It tells me how to live. Even the friendships that I ought to have, the relationships, how I'm supposed to be in my relationship with God. From every chapter that is full of just the ingredients that we need to live a fulfilled life and to be strong in the things of God. And so oftentimes we can look at the scriptures and we can see them from a perspective of, I like this scripture, I like this scripture, but I don't really quite like this one. And so we fail spiritually because we only take what we want. And so, you know, it's not a buffet. The word of God is not a buffet table where we can pick and choose what it is that we want to live by and what we are going to live according to what's the standards of certain scriptures and then avoid, you know, the other scriptures. That will cause a spiritual failure. I've seen people that they can quote scriptures left and right, but they fail to quote maybe Hebrews, you know, where it says, do not let any bitter root, you know, rise up within you because it defiles many. And so you can have somebody that says, oh, you know, the word of God is this and the word of God says that. And you live by those standards, but you can avoid other scriptures, like, let's say, talking about other people or cursing other people. You know, the Bible really talks about curses. And Matthew tells us that anybody that curses another believer, you are actually, the Bible says, going to go to the pit of hell. And so what causes a spiritual failure is that we pick and choose the word of God. We say, I will live by this. I will do that. But I'm not going to do that one. Hey, listen to me. The word of God is not a buffet. It is, you take it all, you know, but we cannot pick and choose which ones we want to live by. We are called to live by the entire from Genesis to Revelation. That is our standard. God tells us how to live, forgive people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what causes a spiritual failure is that you don't live by the fullness of all the scriptures. We don't submit to all of them. So you can't pick and choose. Number two, what causes a spiritual for us to be attacked spiritually in such a way where we default, we no longer are strong in the things of God. Number two is that we don't really face up to the pride. You know, we all can fall short of pride. As a matter of fact, you know, when we say, oh, I'm humble, just by the mere fact that we say we're humble, we're already walking in pride. Pride is one of the worst. It is the root of the fall. Why Satan, you know, fell from heaven. He was in the glory of God, but it is the root of all sin. And so we have to really own when there is pride. I love one of the scriptures, and it talks about it in Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Maybe you're a leader, you're a pastor, and you're really praying for your territory. You're praying for that city. Listen, the Bible tells us how that land is going to be healed. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. And so it's key for us to be able to humble ourselves. If you're wrong, then admit you're wrong. Pride is one of the worst things that any human being can carry. It is the spirit of Satan, of Lucifer. And so we have to own it. When we have been wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong by saying, you know, God, I was wrong. I am so sorry. Or repent before, you know, if you messed up, hey, then say you messed up, you know. But I think humility, the Bible says that God gives grace to the humble, but he opposes the proud. So what can cause a spiritual downfall in your life is that you don't own the pride. You own it. Take responsibility. If you know that you carried pride, if you know that you're carrying pride, own it and tell the person or your, you know, yourself for that matter, you know, I've been prideful. And so it is the worst sin that we can actually possess. We have to live our lives in such a way where humility is the standard on a daily basis. So it's a plague. It is rampant even within the body of Christ. I myself have been prey to that. I mean, who hasn't? Before you know it, you fall in it and then you don't realize that you have it. It's like a stealth fighter. You don't even know that you're carrying it. It goes undercover. It's undetected. You know, somebody might say, well, you have pride. And then you're like, no, I don't have pride. The mere fact that you are not admitting that you have pride, perhaps you do have pride. I myself, even in this last season, I have had to own it, admit it. You know what? That was pride. I don't want it in my life. And so if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. So that's another reason why you can also have spiritual failure. So that number two is that we can have pride. And the third thing that would cause spiritual failure in your life is that you come under a satanic attack or a demonic attack, and you don't know how to walk it out. And so the Bible speaks of Satan and Peter. And the Bible says, you can go and read it. And it's, the Bible says that Satan comes like a roaring lion. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He's like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. That's what Satan is looking for. He's like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. So he's looking to devour the body of Christ. If you're taking a step forward, you're getting closer to God. You listen to me, the enemy doesn't like it. Anytime God gives you a promise, anytime God tells you that he's going to do something in your life, a prophetic word is released, the enemy does not like it. The enemy is always going to rise up and retaliate or come against the promises of God. So we have to understand that we live in this world, that the battle that we are fighting is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, and authorities of this dark age. So there is a spiritual battle. And when we come up under a demonic attack, or when we come up under attack, you know, the devil's not knocking at your door going, hey, I'm here to attack you. And so oftentimes it goes undetected. You may be bound emotionally. All of a sudden your thought life is going haywire. Your emotions are like a roller coaster. You don't understand what's going on. You're not able to walk that attack the way you're supposed to. You're not able to fight appropriately. It really takes us to be sober-minded, to be able to fight correctly. You can't be bitter and then fight the enemy. You can't have unforgiveness and then fight the devil. So we have to be very sober. We have to understand that there is an enemy, and he's looking for somebody to devour. So a soldier, physically speaking, doesn't go to battle and war and then fall asleep halfway in the war. So we have to be sober. We have to be always alert. That's why the Bible tells us to be alert. We have to be alert because the devil is roaming around like a roaring lion. Nobody, I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care if you are an apostle. I don't care who you are. None of us are, we are all susceptible to attacks. And so none of us are exempt from those attacks. We have to know how to walk those attacks out. If you know that the enemy is attacking you, you have to know what weapon to use. You have to know how to fight through that. You have to overcome. You have to resist the devil. And the Bible says that he will flee from you. So oftentimes people are attacked, and because they did not detect it correctly, because they didn't know how to fight it, because they didn't know that that was an assignment from hell to take you out. And so we thought it was a person. We fight against everybody else except fighting against the enemy. Listen to me. There is a devil, and he wants to take you out. And he's in for the kill. He's not going to announce to you that he's, you know, here to attack you that day. So perhaps it's at night he's attacking you. Maybe he's tempting you, maybe through a relationships, maybe through family. And now you just want to give up. Maybe you just want to like throw in the towel. Whatever it is, you've got to know how to fight your enemy. The Bible says put on the full armor of God. You've got to put on the helmet of salvation. Why? Because it covers your thoughts. You've got to put the helmet of salvation. You've got to guard what's coming in to your thought life. You've got to guard that. If you know that there are thoughts that are contrary to the word of God, contrary to what God is saying, listen, you've got to resist that. You've got to counterattack it, and you've got to declare what God is saying. Maybe you've got to put your breastplate of righteousness, and perhaps you are bound emotionally. You got to go, why am I feeling like this? Ask yourself those questions. Why do I feel like that? Why do I feel down? Why do I feel depressed? Asking those questions tells you the root of what's really going on. Why are you thinking that? Why are you feeling that way? It's important for you to analyze that so that you know how to fight it. Sometimes it's not the devil. Sometimes it's your own flesh. So we've got to know when it's the devil, you've got to resist the devil. You've got to order him to get out. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the tearing down of strongholds. So you've got to know how to fight your enemy effectively. Kick him out of your house. Kick him out of your home. Kick him out of that situation. He has no authority. He has no power to attack your life in such a way where he wants to take you out. Listen, he's under your feet. You've got to rise up in the authority that's been given to you, and you've got to fight effectively, strategically, according to the word of God. And you've got to know that, listen, the devil wants to just turn off your fire and snuff it out. So the third is you don't fight correctly. And the fourth one is that we grow spiritually dull and we start to get distant. And so if you start to feel dull in your spiritual walk, you don't feel God's presence, you haven't wanted to pray, you have not wanted to read your Bible, something's going on. You've got to, those are red flags. If you feel dull in your spiritual walk, you've got to turn it on and you've got to get back to passion. If you feel distant from God, distant from those that are really on fire with God and they're on fire for God, and you feel distant from those people, listen, something's going on. Those are red flags that you are on your way to go backwards spiritually. So if you feel dull, you've got to sharpen your sword. You've got to sharpen the sword. You put on the full armor of God, breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. What is the truth? Not what you feel. Forget what you feel. That doesn't matter. What is the truth? Put on your feet ready with the gospel of peace. We do not walk by emotions. We do not walk by emotions. We walk by faith, not by sight. And so if you feel dull spiritually, you haven't been reading your word, you got to get back to reading the word, get back to prayer, get back to whatever it is that you did when you first loved God. And so that is also when your flesh is feeling weak, your spirit man rather is feeling weak. The flesh is governing. That's a sign too that you are up under an attack and that the enemy wants to take you out spiritually speaking. And I'm going to end with this last one. Here's another point. The last point that I want you to understand, and I'm going to stress on this, is that we respond to crisis out of the flesh instead of out of the spirit. We are not called to respond to any crisis, any attack, anything that you're going through, any storm. We do not respond to it in the carnal flesh. We respond to it in the spirit. The Bible says of the disciples in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, that they were scared of the storm. They responded in their flesh. They had Jesus in the boat and they responded in the flesh. We are not called to respond in the flesh. Somebody hurt you. Somebody offended you. Listen, don't get on social media and unmask it. You are not called to go. You're supposed to go into the spirit and go, God, how do you want me to handle this? How do you want me to fix that? How would you like me to respond from that? How do you want me to, you know, what would you like me to do so that I can overcome that? And so it's very, very important for you guys to understand that the enemy will always want you to respond in the flesh. Galatians chapter 6, verse 19 talks about the flesh and the spirit. And when we are operating in the flesh, the Bible says that that could lead us even into witchcraft. That is actually leading you into witchcraft when you respond out of the flesh. But the spirit, the Bible says, gives life. The flesh gives way to death, but the spirit gives life to freedom, and the spirit gives life. Think about that. It doesn't give death. It gives life. And so what are those things in the spirit? Well, if you're operating in the spirit, it's all in the fruit of the spirit. It's going to start to come out. Peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, love, and joy. And so humble yourself and then don't respond in the flesh. When the flesh wants to come out, take a time out, man. If you got to go 5-10 minutes, take a time out. But do not respond in the flesh at all costs. And if you did mess up and you did trip up, listen, that night, just go to bed. Before you go to sleep, tell God to forgive you and that there's a new day in the morning and that you're going to do better. So I just want to leave you with those points. If you're in this, you know, listening to me or you're watching me, I just want to tell you, the Holy Spirit is always there to warn you. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of us is always there to make sure that we stay right on track. So if you're watching or listening and you feel that you have dulled, you got pride, you know, you see yourself and you're operating a lot in the flesh, you know, you feel your spiritual walk dull, a little bit dull, you know, or you don't feel that passion for the things of God like you used to, I want to encourage you today. Listen, you got to go back. You cannot afford to lose your passion. You cannot afford to lose your fire for God. That is your lifeline. That is where you are protected. That is where you are safe in the presence of God. Don't get dull and do not lull. He wants to lull you to sleep. That's how the enemy operates. You got to stay sharp. You got to stay on the cutting edge of the spirit. What is God doing in your life? And you got to stay right there, planted there, and not move, not swerve, not sway, but stay very close to God. I want to encourage you, keep reading your word, keep praying, and seek for more of God. I'm a seeker. David was a seeker of the presence of God. Look for God, you know, stay very sharp in the things of the spirit and watch what God's going to do in your life. He will take you from glory to glory and from faith to faith and from victory to victory. So I pray for every person that is watching or listening. If you have gotten lulled to sleep, or if you have gotten dull in your spiritual walk, now's the time
to repent before God and say, God, I'm so sorry. I want to win and win every time. If you want, you've been attacked spiritually speaking, today in the name of Jesus, I release the power of God over you and I bind that spirit that is trying to take you out. Every spirit that came on assignment from hell, spirits of witchcraft, every form of oppression, every spirit of depression, discouragement because of the delay. Now your hope is deferred. Your heart is sick right now. Listen, I want to bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I order that spirit to leave your life. Anything that is oppressing you, anything that came and it feels heavy, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I order it to go. I bind that spirit in Jesus' mighty name, and I call freedom to your life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you keep sending all of your requests, whatever podcast you want me to do. I'd be more than happy to do it, and I thank you so much. Blessings to everybody.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.